Yeah, I do walk home this way every day. You've probably seen me around. No, I'm not. I mean, I don't want to. I'm just tired, okay? I want to go home. Please leave me alone. Hey! Just because it's outside my clothes doesn't mean you can touch my tail. Ow! You're hurting me. Let go. No, I won't. Leave me alone. Oh, hi. I was just telling this person that I wasn't interested in going home with him. He is bothering me and wow. He just took off running. I'm not even sure I can hop that fast. Thanks. I was actually getting kind of freaked out. I mean, I can take care of myself, obviously. It's just sometimes, it's good to have someone else looking out for you. No. We used to be neighbors who occasionally talked, but now we're friends. You can't save someone like that and not be their friend, right? So, we're friends, and that's that. Good. I'm glad that's taken care of. Seriously, I act all tough, but no one has ever stood up for me like that before. I really appreciate it. Hey, are you going home too? I was wondering if you would, walk me home, since we're going in the same direction. Cool! I owe you one. That guy's been watching me for a while. He's a coward, I know. But today I guess he thought the street was lonely enough for him to make his move. I actually love this neighborhood most of the time. There's so much going on. There's always like a play or a show, and there's even a library nearby. Did you know you can just get a card there and they let you read the books? For free! I go there all the time on my off days. Sorry. Of course you do. It's just like we were never allowed to read on the other side of the portal. So when my parents taught me, I had to keep it a secret. But here, there are so many books, and no one cares if you read all of them. I have like 20 on my phone right now. But I like the real ones better, you know. You can hold them and flip through them and smell them and wow, I'm being weird, aren't I? If you say so. So, this is odd, but do you watch porn? Okay, yeah, fine. Everyone watches porn. But, like, do you watch, my kind of porn? No, I don't mean what I like to watch. Jeez. I mean, like, do you watch bunny girl porn? You've seen some, but it's not like your main kink, right? Like, you're not, just interested in me because you expect something. Oh, shit. Look, I'm sorry. I made it weird. I'm not trying to. I like you, okay? I won't be upset or anything, but I need to know that you're being kind to me because it isn't just because you like that kind of porn. Right. Okay. Good. I'm a little more easily scared and I'm short and I can run really fast and sure, I have a really fluffy tail, but I'm still just a person like any other and people shouldn't expect things, you know? Just because of what some girls do in porn. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off. It's just a thing I deal with a lot. Oh, you have a weird question too? I'm intrigued. Go ahead. Don't worry. I won't just answer if I don't want to, okay? Okay. No, that's fair. I guess I did bring up bunny girl porn, didn't I? Yeah. I guess bunny girls do get very horny by animal girl standards. I do get really fucking excited when I, you know, touch myself. I mean, I don't know if that makes it sexy or not. I reach a certain point and I lose control. I just have to come and I have to do it more than once. And until I do, I can't even think. It's kind of annoying sometimes. Sometimes I get it bad, you know? And I just want to go find a guy and fuck him until he doesn't have anything left. But I'm not like that. I just can't. I need some kind of connection. It doesn't have to be true love or anything. Just, we have to care about each other. And it has to mean something. Even if it's just that we want each other to feel good. Is that too much to ask for? I mean, really, lots of people seem to meet all the time for sex. They have a good time, never see each other afterwards. It's nothing to them, just a pleasurable physical act. It's not for me. I get attached pretty easily too, so... Ugh. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make this walk home the complaint about my life hour. I should be more grateful for what I have. Things are really good here. No one is forced to be someone's servant or join an army or worse, hunted for fun. Sometimes I think maybe I'm getting this whole independent bunny girl thing all wrong. Maybe I'm trying to be too human. I know, a lot of humans find me hot, and most of them are really respectful about it. They hit on me, or whatever, and if I'm not interested, they go away. But things are so much better here, and most of you are so welcoming and kind. So, maybe I should put out for them. Like, just because I don't enjoy it doesn't mean it's not the right thing to do. Lots of people do things for other people that they don't like. Compared to the other side of the portal, this is paradise. It's really a small price to pay if... What? Why are you looking at me like that? What? No, you didn't say anything wrong. Just, no one's ever said anything like that to me. I mean, they told me I was free to choose where I lived and get a job and stuff. Just like everyone else, but no one ever said I deserve to be happy before. Or that I don't have to do anything that made me uncomfortable. Even to be nice. It's such a little thing. I don't know why it's getting to me. Oh, here we are. Home already. I'm actually a little bit sad. I was really enjoying our talk. Do you want to come in? No, I'm not inviting you because I feel obligated. I'm doing it because I really like you. And I trust you. And I want to keep talking to you. I'm not promising anything else, though, okay? I mean, I know you're not going to take advantage. I don't want you to be disappointed if nothing happens. Cool. I don't ever want to give the wrong signals, you know? So, this is my place. It's not big, but I'm proud of it. Oh, shit. Sorry about the mess. I thought I put the laundry away before I left this morning. You don't need to see my unfolded panties. At least they're clean, though. Did you want something to drink? I've got wine, beer, Coke, and carrot juice. Cool. I'll be right back. Do you want some music too? Footsteps in the Dark just happened to be the next song on the playlist. Don't make a big deal out of it. Here we go. Wow, that really hit the spot. I'm surprised at how thirsty I am tonight. Anyways, I've been meaning to ask you something kind of forward. Do you mind? All right. So, you keep looking at my tail, or maybe my ass. Both. Okay. I mean, I like that you're at least honest. Do you want to touch it? My tail, I mean, not my ass. Oh, no, it's fine if you have permission, and you do. Isn't it nice and soft? And you're so gentle with it. Yeah, you can, Oh God, I'm sorry. It just feels really good when you pet it like that. Did I make it weird? I didn't mean to make it weird. I just never get anyone playing with it that I want. It's just creeps on the street and kids in the supermarket. But I don't mind the latter, I guess. But you're fine. I'm relaxed with you. I'd probably let you pet me all over. Oh God. Look, I never do this. I swear, I'm not the kind of girl who just invites men over and asks them to touch her tail. You're special. Okay, so yes, maybe I have been thinking of inviting you over for a long time and just wasn't brave enough to do it until tonight. You can't blame a girl. You're so nice to me and respectful and cute and sexy and you make me laugh and really, it's your fault that I started having these feelings. And tonight, when you saved me, that was just. Well, let's be honest, it was completely unfair. What am I supposed to do with that? I mean, the guy I have the hots for turns out to be super brave and rescued me from a creep without being asked, and he didn't expect anything in return. He just did it because. It was the right thing to do. I mean, how am I supposed to not fall for you now? Yeah, okay, I want that. I do. Fuck. I'm getting really, really worked up and I have no idea what to do. I'm a virgin. I know, okay, it's like false advertising. Bunny girls are all supposed to be porn stars, and I'm just a dumb virgin who doesn't have the first fucking clue about having sex with an actual man. What do humans even like? Do they like the same things as I do? Will you even fit inside of me? You're a lot taller than me, you know. It's intimidating, but at the same time, it's so fucking hot, and that's confusing. Why are you so confusing and hot? Okay. Deep breaths. I'm calming down. You're being really understanding about this. Would you mind walking me through what to do. I want to make you feel good. That's what I want to do. And I mean, I want to feel good too. I want to show you that I'm not selfish. I want to show you how I feel. I can't just use words for this. I want to show you with my body. Yeah, okay. We can learn about each other at the same time as we go. That sounds really nice. Well, you already know I like my tail touched, so you can start there. That feels so nice. You can touch my ass too if you want. You can squeeze it if you want. Yeah. Take off my shirt and my jeans now, please. I'm kind of short, so I know there's not much of me, but you can touch anything you want if it makes you happy. Oh, fuck. Oh, all you did is grope my tit and really gently tweak my nipple and oh, my whole body feels like it's vibrating. My skin feels like it's on fire and yeah. Just keep touching me, please. Here. Sit on the couch. Yeah, like that. Let me get in your lap. You're so much bigger than me. I feel so comfortable and safe. Now, will you please touch my pussy? Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. I was so loud. I just... Oh, yeah. Keep doing that. You're so careful about how you touch me. Circling my clit. Oh, you're driving me crazy. Oh, I need your palm to grind against. Oh, please. Oh, fuck. Thank you. That feels so good. Oh, I love your hands on me. I want this all the time. I just want you touching and holding me. No, it's fine. Oh, I want your finger inside of me. Just go slow. I'm already wet and ready for it. It's big. Yeah. Oh, fuck. God, you're inside of me. Your finger's inside of me and it feels so... Oh, yeah. Oh, finger me, baby. Just keep thrusting. Fuck. Oh, play with my clit too. Please. I can't deal with this. Oh, it's too much. I didn't mean stop. Keep going. I've never felt... I don't know. Guess I just lost control there for a minute. You thought I was hot when I came? Really? Oh, that's so sweet. You're so sweet. So, let me stand up. You made me all sweaty and I feel so good. No, we're not done yet. Can I touch your cock? Please? Yay! Okay, I'm just gonna unzip you and take it out. You just stay where you are. Oh my fucking God. I mean, look, this is. I'm not sure if I'm gonna be able to fit this in my mouth or anywhere. I'll need to use both hands just to jerk you off. No, I'm not having second thoughts. Just keep being patient with me, okay? And it may take more than one try to get it in. Fuck. It feels different in my hand than I thought it would. It's so hard, but so warm and smooth, and God, this is getting me hot again. I really want to taste it. I don't know what I'm doing, but yeah, I want to suck it. I do watch a lot of submissive porn, and I love how those girls just give their partners so much pleasure, you know? And the guys make those cute little moans and noises, and they look down at the girls, and you can see all the care and appreciation in their eyes. That's what I want. Okay. So here I go. You taste so good. Is it weird that I'm glad you didn't shower first? I really wanted to get the real flavor of you. Sweat and all. Oh my God. Your scent. Why didn't anyone tell me men smelled this good? And the taste of the little bit that dribbled out of the top. Oh, so good. I could do this every day for you, you know? You could just come over and say good morning, and I'd drop to my knees for you like a good submissive little bunny girl. Are you really enjoying it, though? I mean, I want to hear those moans and whimpers. How am I supposed to know if I'm doing it right if you don't make any sounds? That's better. Just let out all those noises. Fuck, that's so hot. Okay, I have to stop. I'm sorry. I really need you to come inside me. No, you don't understand. I'm a bunny girl. If you really want to prove that you have feelings for me, then the best way, in fact, the only way, is to breed me. So, if you want, you can come back to the bedroom with me. Good. I hope the bed is big enough. I never expected to take a handsome man like you to it. Okay. Take off your clothes, please. Yeah, first that shirt, and then the pants, and then the boxers, and oh, wow. You're fucking gorgeous. I'm so lucky. So I want my first time to be special, so I need to be on all fours like this, wiggling my little ass and tail at you. Doggy style? What? No, this is bunny style. It's totally different and it's traditional and romantic. So you can just get behind me there. And I'll reach between my legs and spread my little pussy lips for you, and you can, oh, give me a second. Okay, you can push inside now. Just be gentle, okay? Oh, Oh my God. Oh fuck. There's still more of you. Oh wow. Yeah, slowly. Holy shit. I'm so full. I didn't even know I could stretch that much. Okay, just give me a second to get used to your wonderful cock. Okay, fuck me, please. Please. I've been fantasizing about this for so, so long. About what your cock would feel like inside of me, stretching me out. It's so much better than I imagined. Oh, please, fuck me. Please keep going. Oh, please never stop fucking me. Oh, never stop wanting me. Fuck. I'll do anything for you, baby. Anything. Oh my God. Breed me and make me your mate. Make sure I know I'm your mate. I'll be such a good little bun for you. I'll fuck you so good. Please, please, please. Faster. Oh. Breed your little bunny. Breed me. Fill me up and never stop doing it. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so fucking horny. I can't even. I don't even. Love. Please. Fuck. Yes. Please. Oh, please keep. Oh, please. Oh my God. Satisfied. I am a very happy bunny. Thank you. Hold me for a little bit. I love resting my head on your chest. All the humans in the audios I listen to are always like tearing clothes off and ravishing, and I was really worried that that would be how this went. I mean, that sounds hot, but in real life, I need a gentle lover. And you were so, so tender with me. I feel perfectly satisfied right now. I have never felt anything like this, and I don't want it to end. Did you want to stay over tonight? You could run home and get some clothes and whatever. I'll order some food. My treat. Cool! I mean, I want to spend more time getting to know you and, you know, I may need you to do that 4 or 5 more times tonight. I am a bunny girl after all.